You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
How's it going, Los Angeles? This is The Startup with Monique Leray. I'm Monique Leray Stinson, and I'm so excited because I want to kind of call this the Woman's Channel edition. Now, yesterday, the Woman's Summit 262, brought to you by Deborah Drummond, was on Zoom on live, and it went from 9 a.m. to about 6:30, 7 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. And I had the pleasure of meeting some amazing women, some cool dudes, and everybody in that summit was on fire. They knew what their brand was. They were sharing their startup journeys and helping women and some cool dudes. We don't want to exclude the cool dudes, but it is called the Women's Channel. And it was such an amazing talk. I heard stories. I listened. I made friends, new associates. So I want to bring one of those out today, Andrea Nikita. She's part of the Women's Channel, but she's got her own thing going on. Andrea, welcome to The Startup. How's it going?
Hi, Monique. Thank you so much for having me on the show today.
Hi, and you're welcome. Thank you for being on the show. I know you've been Zooming all along the weekend, so I'm glad that you joined us here live on LA Talk. Let's go full screen. I really want you to introduce yourself to the LA Talk Radio family, listeners, and viewers.
Hello, everyone. I'm so excited to be here today. My name is Andrea Nikita, and I'm a multidisciplinary artist and author whose work bridges art, education, and storytelling. And I've always loved art as a child, and in university, art became my main therapeutic outlet. And I was able to use this to escape from some of the pressures of academia. And while on my artistic journey, I always had high standards for myself and for my work in art as well as school. And this was wonderful, but it also placed a great strain over myself for my performance. And looking back on my journey, I realized that it was in this struggle and turmoil that I really found my voice and my unique style. And I'm so grateful for that. And I continued to create art even after university, while I was working in museums, cultural centers, and universities. Art is so important for our well-being and in our lives, and people really responded. They connected with my artwork, and that pushed me to continue to create.
Wonderful. Yes, wonderful. I didn't mean to cut you off there, but I just want to say, first of all, congratulations for being a published author of my tool book, my student tool book in 2025. So you've spent about a year now being a published author while having these high standards of deliverables for your works, your clients, and the people that you mentor. So first of all, very big congratulations, because that is, when you have students that have high expectations, also high standards also, and you're working with them and for them, I can imagine that pressure and that anxiety. And I know that you mentioned that. How does that work for you when you know you have a standard of expectation of oneself and you want to be clear and you want to be authentic to that and true to that and not fall into the traps of anxiety, right? Because, boy, that thing can really just spiral somebody. Like, how do you manage and balance those demands that you have for yourself, that quality for yourself?
I would say structure. So talking about success, you know, it's not random. It is something that is structured. Now, the challenge with starting university or going back to university is we're not always aware of that structure. It's such a big transition going into higher education. And the professors, they want students to do well, but they just don't have the time to teach, you know, study strategies and organization and things like that. So there is this really big gap in education with this. And my book fills in that gap. So it takes you by the hand and leads you step by step. I've included all of the strategies and advice that helped me for my 3 degrees. And it's really something that can be customized as well. So I give that structure, and that can be customized to each student depending on what discipline they're doing and what their specific learning style is.
First of all, another congratulations, right? Because you saw something. This is the cross between academia, entrepreneurship, and filling in the gaps of one's needs, right? So you saw a need in this, we'll call it an industry, although I don't know if that's the proper term, but we'll say that you found a gap in a need somewhere, okay? And so you decided to put what you were missing into a book to help and pay it forward. And not only is Andrea, you know, a student, and I believe you're a graduate now, but Wilfrid Laurier University in Ontario, Canada, they not only saw you as a student and an alum, but they also saw you as someone that they thought what you wrote filled in the gap so much that they adopted this into their curriculum. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. So I work at Laurier as coordinator for 3 departments, philosophy, archaeology, and medieval studies.
That's really cool. Wow.
And so I had finished writing the book, and I shared it with my colleagues and with the Dean of Arts. They reviewed it, and I just recently heard that they're going to be using it as the main textbook for several courses. And, you know, when I wrote the book, I never thought of it as a textbook, but they saw that it really does fill that gap, and it's so needed. And here is my book, My Student Toolbox, From Struggling to Thriving, Your Student Success Guide. And this is actually one of my artworks. So I painted this toolbox here on the cover.
Get it really close to the screen. Don't be afraid. Get really in there. You guys, this is her original art. This is the toolbox. So I really am so excited for you, and congratulations. So not only are you a published author, somebody in academia decided to say what you're writing. Thank you for doing our job. I'm being a jerk right now. Thank you for doing our job. Like, you just gave the university tools, but you know what? What about that makes you, like, how do you feel about that? What does the academic and the entrepreneur in you feel when you see that your original works and something that you needed, you gave to the collective, and it's being published now and used? How does that feel?
It's hard to put into words, honestly. It feels amazing. You know, university was difficult for me. I had more difficult years than easy ones. And I thought if I could save somebody even a fraction, you know, of that struggle, then it would be absolutely worth it. And so it took me 2.5 years to write the book. One professor with 25 years of teaching experience said that it's a must read for students of any discipline. Because it is just so perfect for that gap, and really it acts as a toolbox, like a resource. So whether it's studying, note-taking, organization, how to manage your workflow, it's all in there. And it's not very thick. Yeah. It's not a big read.
Now that's attractive for students, undergrads, and all of us entrepreneurs, everybody. That's very attractive. That's right. It's approachable. It's not going to, getting the help won't be overwhelming. Because I know that you shared that, you know, there was a lot of overwhelm and anxiety. And I could I can see you kind of flashing back a little in your body. It takes one to know one, because going through my MBA program at Pepperdine, I remember a time, and I don't think I shared this with a lot of people. I'll share it with you because you could probably relate. I hope not as bad, but there was a time where something was due and I said, okay, I got a week and a half to do it. And I have this workload, and there would be times where I'm laying down in the morning and it felt like bricks on my feet. Mm-hmm. Like I couldn't get up. I knew what to do. I knew how to do it, but I couldn't move my body physically to do it. I was so overwhelmed. I've never felt overwhelmed like that. And I'm the gal that ran around the world during a pandemic as I beat down your throat yesterday in the summit, but I digress. Like, really talk to us for a couple minutes about the overwhelm and the anxiety. Like, how does that show? How did that show up for you? And what were you trying to avoid for the next alum? Mm-hmm.
For me, it was very similar. Like, it just felt like just bricks, you know, just suffocating. Wow. And it was hard to even just start, you know, to do any of it. And there's something that I came up with, a strategy that helped me. And I talk about it more in my book. I call it my simple task method. Okay. And it's when I break down an assignment or whatever it is, mm-hmm. I break it down into the smallest simple task. And what this looks like is, for example, when you get an assignment, my first simple task is to read the assignment. Oh. And you think, well, that's really simple, but that's what it took, you know, because when you're so overwhelmed, it's so difficult. The second simple task for that was to analyze what is this assignment actually asking me to do and deconstruct it. Because sometimes, you know, they can be a little tricky. There's multiple parts to it. Yeah. So the second part was really understanding how that was put together, what it's asking.
Yeah.
The third one could be to start brainstorming or to start looking at articles if it's a research paper. And so I just kept going on these simple tasks, and maybe one day I could only get through one simple task for one course, but it was still progress.
That's right.
Forward movement. Something that I like to say is, so I ask, how do you eat a slice of cake, an entire cake, and a bakery full of cakes?
Oh, I like
that. You start with a bite and you end with a bite.
Right. Yes.
You start with the simple task, you end with the simple task.
I like the cake analogy so much. It's better than my sandwich, one bite at a time. But, you know, all roads are leading, you know, to where we're going. And so this is really great. Now, where do you see this book, this curriculum, your future with it? What is next for you, Andrea? What has this opened up, this beautiful blessing of being taught in the school systems there? Where are you going next?
Oh, I have a few very exciting paths. So I want to continue to help students and to help people to reach their dreams and to succeed in school and beyond. So I'm creating a workbook companion to my student toolbox. It's going to have worksheets and templates, and students will be able to set their goals, set their time management. Essentially, every chapter will have these worksheets that they can follow along with. I'm also creating an online course based on my student toolbox. So students will be able to go online and complete this course. I want to make it as accessible as possible.
Well done. Well done. Getting into the theme of the times and making it online and accessible to others. Congratulations. First of all, this is huge news. And I want folks to feel encouraged. You can go from feeling overwhelmed and having anxiety to being empowered and empowering and being accepted into university curriculum. So well done. That's a really big pull up. And so where can folks buy your book, and tell us anything that you want to plug, and here you go.
My book is available on Amazon as a paperback and as an ebook as well. So you can just search in My Student Toolbox book and it will come up there for you.
Wonderful. Congratulations. I can see this being a bestseller. I know that you're smart. I know that you're going to position this book, this manual, this toolbox to all of academia everywhere. And you're really going to help some folks get through their higher learning journey. It's a pleasure to know you. And Andrea is also going to be part of the Startup Top 50 Brands, Entrepreneurs, and Guests on the show. We're really excited for that. It's coming out during the holidays, but she will be with us through our months long celebration next month. So stand by to have Andrea back. Andrea, have a great rest of your Sunday. Thank you for being here on the Startup.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure and it was so much fun.
You see, my
Thank
dear.
You, Monique.
You're welcome. Thank you. All right, you guys, that's Andrea Nikita. And wow, what a cool startup story. Again, filling in the gaps and finding your way through something that you see that's needed and being a change. All right, guys, another special treat. Next up, Rhonda Travers. Rhonda, that beautiful smile. It's almost like you never left the summit.
I know.
Good to see you. Welcome to the Startup.
Well, thanks for having me. And it was such a wonderful experience to hear you in your session yesterday at the summit. That was a fantastic summit for sure.
Wasn't it? Thank you. And so were you. I mean, all the people there were so talented and so transparent. I think we all maximized our time together. So congratulations. A big shout out to Deborah Drummond from the Women's Channel 262 book. And now we have Rhonda Travers. So we're going to go full screen, Rhonda. I want you to take about 5 minutes, introduce yourself to the listeners and viewers, and tell us what you have going on.
Well, wonderful. Well, I'm Rhonda Travers, and I'm a people strategist, a leadership catalyst, and a recovering auditor. I launched my business, Travers Training Consulting, 5 years ago. And I exchanged a corporate paycheck and a 30-year corporate career in internal audit, risk management, and compliance to start a business where I can work with leaders and organizations on building their communication, building their team performance, building their employee retention so that people thrive and people stay. And it's all around building that rapport and that relationship between the employee and the manager. That's where I just felt like there was an opportunity with launching my own company to make a bigger impact, not just in the corporations that I worked in for 30 years, but to make a bigger impact in many organizations at once with what I do. Because a lot of leaders, they're promoted to a managerial position based on their individual performance. And they don't always have the tools to really lead a team, effectively lead a team, especially in today's environment. And that's what I love doing, is working with leaders on creating a bigger influence and impact in their environment so that they can lead with confidence, with clarity. At the end of the day, they're building a culture where people are heard, people are empowered, and people are seen.
Excellent. And all done within 4 minutes, I think, there. You've done the elevator pitch before. All right, Rhonda, very well put. I love that you are creating a new ecosystem for leadership and people in upper middle management to coexist in a cohesive way and really see the benefit of bringing folks along with them. And I like that you're addressing this. I think you're kind of addressing a lot of things at once, but also the quiet quitting issue, right? We saw that. Mm-hmm. Rise during the pandemic, and I've had a few guests over the years address that. Where is the sweet spot for the fix? I don't give away too much because we want people to sign up, get everything that you're offering. But could you give us a couple teasers on where the sweet spot? What was your process, or whatever you feel like you could share within that ask?
Oh, absolutely. You know, for 30 years, you know, I was a hiring manager. I coached, trained, developed teams of auditors, teams of employees, trained my departments. And that passion for coaching, training, developing others, that's the heart of my mission of where I launched today. And so over the years, employee retention, I mean, that's a necessity. If you're working with a team And I kind of laughed at the name that they called it was the Great Resignation, and the
right.
Yes. Like retention was a new thing. And it's like, no, it wasn't. I mean, my mission when I oversaw and led employees was to have career development for them, to listen to them, to work with them and collaborate with them and understand what are their motivating drivers? How can I help and serve them for their career development? So the Great Resignation and employee retention, all the renewed focus on employees and what, you know, and being heard. Mm-hmm. I mean, to me is a principle of leading others and something. So that's truly where I focus on, where I created an acronym, a framework on four core needs, that if you really focus on these four core needs, that helps establish trust. It helps build rapport. And it really creates an environment where people are more engaged and they stay and they're more productive. And they want to be there because they see where they fit and how you believe in them as their leader, of helping them see the vision and that we're all in the journey together.
Yeah. It's really smart to put that within the four elements of your framework. But then I would imagine on the flip side of it, and for the corporate side and for the execs that are paying the checks, well, you know, payroll. I would imagine that in that framework is a motivation to push down on the turnover, right? Because mm-hmm. that costs dollars.
Oh, it does.
Time, right?
Yes. I mean, it costs at a minimum for an entry-level position about $13,000 every time one employee leaves an organization. And that's a very underestimated amount. Right. If you think around the time where if you are a small business owner and maybe you have just a team of 10, or even if you're a large corporation with various departments and various teams, the time it costs to recruit, interview, replace, and retrain, and then, you know, that learning curve that every new employee is going to have until they really get into the groove of what their role is, that costs companies money. The more you can understand, how do I, you know, communicate? What is that effective communication? Because that's the key right there.
Yeah.
Also, like I mentioned, being heard, being appreciated, and being empowered. And those are all things that as leaders is so critical to help with those relationships with employees.
Yes. Great. Yes. Minimizing that churn and keeping and raising your retention rate is so key. Now, when can someone that is coming out of the startup phase, because we are the startup and they've scaled medium to scale, they are going to that next bracket and framework for their business, their brand, or their services, when can they call Rhonda's phone? When can they afford Rhonda? When do they need Rhonda? What size, what portion of the scale would they be calling you?
Basically at any phase, because I have different programs to support different needs. I'm not cookie cutter. I like to meet people where they're at. Right. So with solopreneurs, where they're just getting ready to hire, they don't really know how, or I've had a couple of clients in the past say, I've never supervised anyone before. And solopreneurs, I mean, we're launching our business as business owners because of our passion,
yep.
because our area of expertise that we know we can bring to the table. And we have all these other hats we don't realize that we fill as a business owner. And so, you know, working with that solopreneur on leadership skills, on framework, I call it a people framework. Okay. But then also with any size company with different teams of leaders, that emerging leader, as soon as someone gets promoted, having an emerging leader program, I can come in and deliver that program within an organization. And then executive suites too. You know, those owners who have been, they've had their teams for a while, and they keep growing their company and growing their teams. I help in those areas as well. So I have clients in all stages of leadership.
Excellent. Excellent. And I can imagine that you're very much in demand. So here at the startup, we want to know where is the call with yourself that you feel like, what genre, niche, or industry have you yet to work with or really enjoy or really just want to work with next?
Well, with my audit background, I have the opportunity and the ability to look at big picture. I've audited many things over the years, be able to come in and really dive into different aspects and different industries. But at the end of the day, the industries I'm focusing on right now are those professional services. You know, I grew up audit, accounting, finance. And so any of those professional services, because I understand those workloads, I understand the career development in those spaces. Wow. But I'm also starting to partner with universities who have leadership programs for their students, because outgoing students getting ready to graduate are our future workforce. Yeah. And so bridging the gap and helping students understand getting into the workforce, as well as I help clients and audiences that I speak at and do workshops with, of understanding we have five generations in the workforce right now. So how do we find common ground for collaboration and effective communication and bridging those gaps?
I love that. I love that. And it's really great because folks like myself who are leaning more creative leaning, when I see a pile of papers or like a big file, I just, there's something in my brain that goes, I think I'm going to go walk on the beach right now. Like I don't want to do it, Rhonda. And an Excel sheet I've had to expand, of course, because of my academic career lately, going back and doing all that. But I love that you are offering these services and you look like you love it and you're good at it. So let's get folks in your inbox. And on your phone line, where can folks get the materials, book a session with you, get your materials? Tell us right now. Let's go full screen. Rhonda, go ahead and plug your materials.
Great. Well, you can go to traverstrain.com. That has several different resources to meet you with where you're at. First is, you know, I have a free employee engagement evaluation. So if you already have a team, you can download that. It says, get my quiz. Just scroll on down to the end of that homepage and you'll see get my quiz. And in 5 minutes, I really identifies the framework I had mentioned around those four core needs. Also, I would just love to book a connection call, a free strategy session with you, to see what your current pain point is, either as a leader, as an emerging leader, how can I help you? And so that's a complimentary 30-minute virtual call. So just click on my website on Connect With Me or Let's Connect. And the last piece is I have a toolbox tips page of a lot of different insight that, you know, that I share over time that is part of the programs that that I offer in different ways.
All right. All right. Excellent. You guys, Rhonda Travers, get with this woman, this young lady. She is amazing. I saw what she could do in a room of powerful people. And I know she can apply her skills, her toolbox to what you need. And it looks like she can do it at any phase of your startup. So you don't have to take it all on. Get with Rhonda Travers today and tell them the startup. I'm telling you to tell her that the startup sent you. Rhonda, thank you so much. I hope you enjoy the rest of your Sunday. And you want to leave us with a little something? I'm putting you on the spot here, but do you have a little fun phrase for the next week or anything you feel that might be motivational for folks out there?
Oh, absolutely. I love sharing inspiration. And it's all around, you know, from leadership, it's like a 5K. I'm a 5K addict. I used to walk 5Ks, not run.
Well, you still did it, darling.
Yeah, if you've been in a race before of any kind.
Yeah.
You always have people in front of you. So make sure that you have people in the room that you inspire to be, that you're following, you're learning from. Yeah. But then in a race, you've got people alongside of you that are cheering you on. And then lastly, when it comes to leadership, remember, there are always people behind you in the race looking at you, inspiring to be you. And you just don't know it.
And you just don't know it. I think that's going to give some people a good shift on how they show up this work week. So thank you for that beautiful, beautiful analogy of how to look at a race and their entrepreneurship journey. All right, you guys, Rhonda Travers. Rhonda, thank you.
Thank you. And I look forward to meeting you in LA at the Emmys.
Yes, ma'am. We're going to hang out during Emmys week in Beverly Hills. It's going to be a blast.
Oh, I'm super excited. So thank you so much for the opportunity to be on your show today.
Thank you, dear. Talk to you really soon. Okay. You guys, Rhonda Travers, amazing, amazing. All right. We have one more superstar. If you can just get your notepads, flip that page, you're going to get a lot of amazing information. Dr. Susan Bloomberg. Dr. Susan, how are you? Welcome to the Startup.
I am so excited to be here.
Yeah. Welcome. We're excited to have you. Thank you so much for sharing some time with us after the summit. You were a star yesterday, another star from the Women's Summit 262 with Deborah Drummond. Let's go full screen. Dr. Susan Bloomberg, please introduce yourself to the listeners and viewers and tell them what you've got going on.
Well, thank you so much. I have so much going on right now, I hardly know where to start. As you know, Monique, I am a parenting teen and young adult coach. And what I do is help families who are struggling with chaos and conflict with their teens and young adults and help move them to mutual trust, respect, and connection. And I help teens on the path to becoming the successful, independent adults that they're meant to be. And the biggest thing in my life right now is the launch of my new book, The Parenting Compass. See it right here. Let me show it to you. Why Smart Teens Struggle. Just came out last week on Amazon, both ebook and in paperback. And it is my new reaching out to parents of smart teens who may have one or more disability label, whether that's learning disabilities, ADHD, autism, any disability at all, and helping them understand what it's like to parent these teens who have exceptionalities at both ends of the spectrum, being both gifted and carrying those disability labels. And the message I really want to give to these families is I have lived the same life you do. I have two twice exceptional young adults of my own who required support at school and at home. And this book is the distillation of 40 years of helping families and living this life myself. And I'm so happy to share it with you today, Monique.
It is a pleasure. And wow. Okay. So I want to dive all the way in here because this is really something important. This topic, your 40 years of distilling and drawing from and being that change and that support. First of all, hats off, wig off, because I don't have my wig on today, but I'm really grateful that you are doing this work and I can feel the joy from you. It radiates on the screen. It did last night and yesterday, and it's doing that now. You're on that cloud where you're, first of all, congratulations on being a published author. And, you know, you're welcome. And putting this compass out for folks, I think you're really going to save some relationships, some families, some lives. And for you to pour into the collective like this, it takes a lot of bravery, right? Because for some reason, society thinks that this isn't something that we can talk about. And I like how you frame it, twice exceptional, am I saying it right?
Yes.
I like that positive pull forward and an announcement of how they're to show up. Like, I like that it doesn't come from they're this and they're that. And I was having this conversation with someone, with a loved one recently, and I'm like, you know, all of us have things, all of us. And in some way, ADD, ADHD or compulsive, whatever. We've all got things going on, but for some reason, with this particular portion of the conversation, there's this kind of like, oh well. And I like that you're like, no, you can be empowered in this moment, and I'm going to give you the tool, the toolbook for this.
Exactly. What I really hope to do here is help families say, this is what I'm dealing with. And with parents, there's lots of books available on how to deal with this in the school setting, how to help our kids get better services at school, even how to identify these kids and get the right evaluations that you need. But what there haven't been a lot of are books about how to parent our children. What do we do when our kids are both profoundly gifted? This is not just kids who get A's. These are kids who are anywhere from 3 to 8 years advanced in reading, in math, in thinking. These are kids who create inventions. Yeah. These are kids who are in third grade and reading college level material, understanding Shakespeare, reading poetry. These are kids who are not your typical smart kids. Yeah. These are kids who really present with unique challenges. And then on the other side of the spectrum, they are kids who are, as you said, ADHD. Maybe they have dyslexia. Maybe they have math disabilities or have difficulty pulling those amazing ideas out of their head and can't get them down on paper so their teachers can see what amazing thinking they have. My own daughter carries 5 disability labels: autism, learning disability, panic disorder, Tourette's syndrome, and sensory issues. And helping her succeed at school required a very fine balancing act, which was hard enough. But then having her come home, seeing the anxiety, seeing the panic, seeing the exhaustion after holding it together all day. Yeah. How did I as a parent cope with that? And what I really have wanted to do is teach parents the skills that they needed to be successful as a parent, to help us understand, and this is an important phrase I teach the parents I work with, we can be good enough parents because we're human. We're not going to be perfect parents because that's just not reality.
That's just not reality. And it wouldn't, what would that even look like? It probably is not what they need. They need reality, right?
We're going to make mistakes.
Yeah.
I've yelled at my own children, and here I am in this field. I'm a former psychologist and a coach. I'm well aware of what I should do to be the great parent you want to be. But I fall apart. I get mad. I'm tired. I'm exhausted. I yell. I make mistakes. And then because I knew what to do, I could apologize. Yeah. I could repair the hurt I did to my children. And what a great role model we are to our kids when we can say as adults, I made a mistake. Let me fix that. Let me show you what real people do. And so then I could repair my relationship with my children and we could move on. And that's what I try to teach in the book. What we need to do to fix the hard times, to get past the conflict, to be good communicators, and to support our children.
Excellent. Excellent. Well said, and well received from the heart. That feels tangible and that feels accessible. And so if you are struggling, or maybe you don't even know you're struggling, right? You're a parent, you think you got it all going on and your child is not connecting. I think in a reference to what Deb said yesterday at the Women's Summit, work on connection and relationship first.
Yes.
And so I like what you're saying. And you're saying, let me show you, let me connect with you and show you how this goes. And you can see me do it in real time. So your book feels like, you know, and I said this yesterday, but it feels like they say, oh, there's not a book for parenting. Guys, guess what? Dr. Susan Bloomberg did it, so you don't have to. She's got a book on parenting, but also how to be an adult. Now, let's talk about that piece for a couple minutes, if you don't mind.
From
being an adolescent and the young person and young adulthood and going into the world and communicating. And yes, I love that you have that wraparound community for your daughter. But what happens when these folks that did have that or didn't have that are now young adults in the world? What do you want to add for little pieces of hope for that?
It's such a good question. The best answer I have is that it's never too late, right? We can start with wherever we are. And that's why it's not that I couldn't work with young children. I chose to work with teens and young adults because parents start to be frantic. Is it too late? Is my kid going to be a failure? And it's not true. Yeah. I work with teens and young adults up to 30 who perhaps are still living at home. They're not thriving, or maybe they're out in the world. Maybe they're living with roommates, but they have terrible hygiene skills. They don't know how to do their laundry or budget, or maybe they're in, you know, service jobs or fast food jobs, and they don't know how to look for careers, jobs that'll grow with them. And that's what I teach those young adults. I teach them how to take care of themselves, how to manage money. I teach them about the job search, how to have good job interview skills. Great. I help them with their resumes. And I help young adults move, who are still living at home perhaps, how to get out on their own and how to care for themselves. It is never too late. And again, remember, these are most of them twice exceptional. Okay. So even though they're very gifted, they may be held back because these are developmental disabilities, autism, learning disabilities, ADHD. Even though they intellectually may be advanced, socially and emotionally, they can be 4 to 6 years delayed.
Yeah.
So they might be 25, but they're at a 16 or 18 year old emotional level.
Yeah.
It's not too late to start teaching them how to do the laundry, how to budget a grocery list, how to cook simple meals for themselves.
Yeah.
I worked with one client in her 20s who was telling me that she was spending $15 every day on a sandwich, drink, and chips for lunch. That is $300 a month for her lunches.
I think I'm guilty. I think I'm guilty, Dr. Susan. I hope there's a great sandwich shop by the house.
Yep. I hope your salary can support that. Her salary cannot support that. That should be her whole grocery budget.
It should. Don't do it, folks. It should.
Yeah.
Yes. No, it's good. And I don't mean to cut you off. I'm really, really wanting
please.
To come back. I would like you to be a part of next month's celebration. So maybe we'll talk offline for that. But you're making a good point. Here's what I want to say. I think there, I have someone in mind already that can benefit from your expertise, your book, and I will connect you with that person.
Thank you.
I really want folks to lean in here, and I want them to take this away from what you said. And the main thing is, these are our engineers, you guys. These are our architects. These, and not just one thing. They could be anything they want when they grow up or whenever. But these are our people that really are highly intelligent, can look at things and solve and help communities and global issues, right? These are people that really are the top tier of why we have advances in tech and comforts in the world.
Yes.
So why wouldn't you want to help your child? If you see that, if you see your young adult or your loved one that's having, and it's you know, you have to get, sometimes you have to lean out a little bit and supplement in other areas. Like maybe you aren't great at math, but you're really great with concepts and ideas. Sometimes you have to kind of give to get. So maybe they're a little delayed on social and emotional, but they're extremely advanced on, you know, tech and mathematics, right? So we all have those things in our life, right?
Yes.
You're not twice exceptional. I mean, that's everyone.
Right.
Yeah. All right, good. Well, I'm excited for this book. Congratulations. I want you to tell, let's go full screen, tell the listeners and viewers, please, Dr. Susan, where folks can pick up this book, where folks can book a consult if you have any time on your calendar, where can we find you, and what's going on next?
Well, I actually put links in your chat, Monique, so you can share them with your audience. The book is currently available on Amazon, and the ebook is available for just 99 cents right now as a promotional price because it is newly available. And I hope that if you yourself are not a parent of a teen or young adult, that if you know someone who could benefit from this book, please let them know it's available right now for this special price. I also offer 2 free webinars a month. And in August right now, I'm offering the webinar, Why Smart Teens Struggle, the Executive Function Gap. On August 11th and 25th, I've dropped you that link as well, Monique. And if you would like to book a call to talk about what's happening with your teen, it's callcoachsusan.com. And you can book a free Path to Success call with me.
Excellent. I'm going to tell you right now that I'm going to connect you with someone that I know will benefit from this. I'm really excited to hear their feedback. I know you're going to knock it out of the park.
Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. And thank you for turning your life's experience into something that we all can access. That's quite transparent and vulnerable of you. But that also tells me you're probably a badass at what you do. You've been through the fire, girl.
Yes.
And why not? So you guys, get with Dr. Susan. She's a ray of sunshine. And I will just say, thank you for sharing your startup story with us. And I like that it has, it's got a mixture of like you're getting your hands in there and figuring it out for your daughter and giving that blueprint for folks. So guys, this show was brought to you by Kutocin. Can you see it? Kutocin by
Dr.
Nicole Harry. There you go. I don't know. It won't work today. But Kutocin skincare products. Check out this beautiful skincare formula. It is mimicking oxytocin, and it gives you that love glow. So thank you, Dr. Nicole Harry. Thank you to all my beautiful guests. What will you start up today? And we'll see you next week. Bye. Bye, Dr. Susan.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.